and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 493. How are we all doing?
Hot.
Oh, it's evil. Do you remember last weekend, Mike, when I said it's going to be much, much cooler by the end of the week? They promise. They lied, didn't they? Like I said they would. So we're at what? What are we now? Wednesday. It was supposed to be 23. Needless to say, it's 30. But how's everybody else doing? Let me get in and see the chat. Go on, refresh. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Awesome. Hello, Simon. Hello, Alex. Simon, have you seen it? I know you try and avoid it, but honestly, you've got to see Boris. He had another "can you hear me, mother" moment during question time. Oh, it was so funny. And do you know what made it funnier? You know the speaker, Lindsay Hoyle? I love his accent. It's a Yorkshire accent, isn't it? I just love it.
Oh, yeah, I wonder who he was.
He's the speaker. He took over from, what was his name?
The eyes have it and the nose have it.
Yes, that's the one.
That fella. Burkrow. Is it Burkrow?
Burko. Hello, Kim. Yeah, wasn't Burko accused of bullying?
Yeah.
You know, you look at him and you wouldn't think he had it in him. He was like Ronnie Corbett. But never mind.
Right, yes. I've put my fan on one on the principle that it's making less noise than my computer fan. And if I turn my computer fan off, I won't be participating. Well, actually, I would be participating.
Let me get mine on one. How's that? Can anybody hear that?
They can probably hear my desk fan more.
The way it's going to go, fan. I'm going to die at this rate. So it's not good here. Can somebody just take this weather away? It's ridiculous. Let's have a look. Let's see what they're saying now, lying toads. Yes, there you go. Friday was going to be 21 and rain, and now it's 26 and sunshine. They are saying that Saturday to Friday is going to be rain, but again, don't believe them. Not for one stinking moment. No, it's 30, bright sunshine. Blue skies, don't know what to do with it. Not good enough. Not good enough. Simon can't bear it anymore. It's horrifying watching the equivalent of Beaker and Bunsen trying to run the country instead of doing gags on the Muppet Show. Oh, good grief. Do you know, Simon, that is such a good analogy. I mean, today was just ridiculous. It really was. I mean, as far as I can tell, the implication was, I'll find the link. I put it in the email, so it must be in here somewhere. Let's have a look if I can find the link. Wouldn't want you to miss it, Simon. There you go, UK politics. It's probably that link. Try that one, unless that's something entirely different. It's about a minute and a half, but it's one of those agonising, you know. I mean, we actually play, don't we? Conference call bingo, basically. And it was all the thing. Can you hear me? No, just a minute. You're on mute. But the thing with this one was we could hear him. And it was the speaker that intervened. And I think the problem was that the Prime Minister was on a big screen. You couldn't make this up. The Prime Minister was on a big screen. And I think the opposition were actually in the House. And they were all booing him. And I think it was the speaker who couldn't hear him. It wasn't that there was a technical issue at all. But when the speaker said, "We can't hear you, Prime Minister," he thought there was a technical issue. And then it became a game of, "Can you hear me, Mr. Speaker?" Oh, I enjoyed it anyway. What more can I say? But you're right, Beaker and Bunsen. Who's Beaker? Is that Boris? In which case, who's Bunsen? There's so many candidates. Do you know somebody who's got a face that's just like, oh, it's got to be fake. It's got to be a fake look that he uses. Michael Gove. You know, I told you about that programme that I've never seen before, that Gogglebox thing. One of the programmes that they were watching and passing comment on was Andrew Marr. Now, Andrew Marr's a political commentator, and he does a Sunday morning show. And they had Michael Gove on, and he had him on the rack. There was no answer to the questions he was asking that Michael Gove could have come out of it with any semblance of credibility. And he started doing the pointy finger thing. It was a classic clip. But yeah, these people are running the country, allegedly. It's scary. It's just totally scary. Sounds like a typical Zoom meeting. Do you know, I have had that with Zoom meetings. But the thing is, I think it's possibly people who are less experienced with it and they don't know what they're doing and they're, you know, they don't want to make a mistake. So there is that level of extra stress on it. But I think people understand, like you guys have said, just leave the fan on. Just leave it on. Because we are dying. It is bad. I think people are quite forgiving. I mean, obviously there are things that shouldn't happen. Like your Tobin fella. No, just never. I don't know how, given that his role was like a serious legal commentator, I cannot understand that they introduce him and that the whole studio just doesn't fall about in laughter. I really can't get that. But most people can be forgiving unless you're being deliberately lewd or doing something you shouldn't be doing. Whatever else happens, I mean, I saw a meme today that said, look, guys, we're 18 months into this pandemic, and have you not got it yet? The rule is, if your pet comes into view in a Zoom, you've got to introduce them so we can address them by name. I just thought that was so funny. I have seen so many Zoom calls with cats. One was a politician, and this cat meandered across his desk. But because the webcam was so high, all we saw was a wafting tail. It was hysterical. There's other cats that have like curled up on the keyboard and stuff like that. But it's just funny. It lightens the mood. Oh. Kim just shakes her head about Tobin. It's bad. That is terrible. I mean, Do you want the guy to lose his job? The thing is with that, he wasn't employed. He's brought in here as like a commentator. So it's not like a fully employed job. It's somebody who is qualified to talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about. It's just, I mean, what do the audience think? That is just bad on so many levels. I can't understand ever taking him back. What channel is he on? Is it some channel we should just totally avoid anyway? Or is it a sensible channel? Because, you know, it doesn't feel like a sensible channel. Oh, hello, Renee! When Kim was on the Zoom with a back doctor, you were lying down in the bed and Kiva decided to lay on the pillow beside you and put her head on my shoulder. That's just too cute, Kim. Oh, good grief, that's just adorable. I trust she got an announced by name. Hello, Dee! I remember really early on, do you know, Dee's only just walked through the door. Do you remember, Kim, really, really early on, we were talking about doctor's appointments that were being done via Zoom. And there was a story on the BBC about a gynaecology clinic doing the same. And we all just went, no, on no level. But apparently it was a thing. Oh, anyway, I've got a link for you. It's a Brooklands link, isn't it, Mike? Hang on, where are we? We're there, that's where we are. Right, I've got a link for you. Something that we've been doing. So, oh, I see you've sorted that, have you? I've got no sidebar.
Yes.
So was it the default, like I said?
No, it was a bit of CSS.
Oh, awesome. Right, we've got a link from Brooklands.
There's also a page.
It's a page.
No, there is a page as well.
Yes, but we don't want it to be a page because we're publishing. Right, so this is something that we've been doing, but I've now got the link for last Saturday's. So what we do is when we've finished, I've made a Spotify playlist of last week's show. So I think Dee was talking about a Madonna song, and the Madonna song was Material Girl. But as you can see, there were 53 songs finishing with Andante Andante, obviously. Always.
As always.
Always, always, always. Where was that one? Oh, I like number 40, And We Danced. Oh, and The Hole of the Moon. Oh, love The Hole of the Moon. So I think the last three shows are up there. We've just got to now backfill the rest. Kim watched a very nice webinar about the cholera outbreak in London in the 1850s. Very interesting. I'm presuming, Kim, they behaved way better. Way
you don't
better.
Mean a nice webinar about a cholera outbreak.
No, the webinar was nice. No, not the Colorado
An interesting webinar.
But I'm presuming they behave way better than now.
I'm sure they did.
Well, all we've had is since
would
Monday.
Would they be call idiots?
Oh, that's true. Color idiots. All we've had since Monday is the young people saying that their life is now complete because they're at the disco. No, they don't call it that now, do they? The club. They're out clubbing. Their life is complete. And
disco.
I'm thinking 3 weeks from now, COVID ward.
When I was about 14, we went to visit friends in Liverpool, the ones that you met at the funeral, and the kids said, I'm going to a disco.
Well, you did used to have the school disco, didn't you? Only we never did.
Or the youth club
disco. We didn't have that either. We had an end-of-year dance, but, you know, if you're thinking like a prom, no, forget it. It was like T-shirts and jeans, wasn't it? And pretty much everybody stood with their backs to the wall all the way round, like the hall where people were dancing. Only no one was dancing.
Drinking,
they were all wall followers.
Drinking their Coke.
Yeah, and they all had cans of Coke. Exactly.
Being too scared to go and chat someone up.
Oh, good grief, Kim. They were all drinking out of the same well and a woman washed the baby's diapers in it. Oh, no. God, that's actually worse than Tobin, isn't it? It's a wonder they ever got over it. Seriously. That's what we said at the beginning, if you remember. We had the Black Death, didn't we? And there was the cholera outbreak. There was that, the sweating sickness. But it all just went away. COVID's not going away. Not any time soon. It just gets worse and worse. Mind you, it's given us some funny moments, hasn't it, with Bongo? I mean, Simon's life wouldn't have been complete without the last 18 months watching it. How is this man still in charge of the country? Oh, here's a question for Simon. Which one's worse, Simon? Boris or Dominic Cummings? Oh, Dominic Cummings does look... I know it's my own fault. I should never have watched the spitting image puppet of him.
He looks like Dennis Wise.
Have you ever seen the spitting image puppet of Dom Cummings?
No.
Go and look at it. It's so perfect. I look at Dom Cummings and think he doesn't look as much like Dom Cummings as the puppet does. It's that good.
They
portray him as like some kind of Svengali dark arts person. There's some on YouTube. There's some videos on YouTube. But you see how they got the praying hands?
It's like the Timmy praying hands.
Put the link in so they can see the praying hands. Yeah, he looks like a cross between an alien and Tim Cook. Yeah, it's not good. Oh, you see, D likes me 85 slang. It was the disco back in the day, wasn't it? They go down the disco.
Yeah.
Well, there was a disco close by. Well, it was a club, I guess. It was called the Sands. Do you remember it?
No.
Oh.
That was around here?
Yeah. Stratford Arndale.
No.
You could only see... It was a bit like one of those adult shops. You could only see the door. There wasn't anything else to it. All you could see was the door, and it was called the Sands. And the sign on the outside was like an oasis with a palm tree in it. And the thing was, everybody wanted to get into the Sands because the United players used to go there.
The Sands Nightclub Appreciation Society.
There you go. Told you it was a thing.
On Facebook.
Oh, that Dom Cummings picture is just fabulous. Hello, Tracy. I've got a link for Tracy as well. And I also would like an inquest as to why what I'm about to put in there didn't happen here. Not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. But with Dr. B thinking of moving to Leicester, I thought Tracy needed to warn him about the adverse weather. There was a massive hailstone storm. And when I say massive, I don't know how long it went on for, but the size of the hailstones were like golf balls. So bad, if you follow down, somebody's put one next to a golf ball, somebody else has put one next to a pear, and if you keep going right down towards the bottom, about halfway, there's some pictures of the damage it did to cars. OMG.
I saw that earlier.
This is bad. There's a Volkswagen, a red one. No back window anymore. And there's also a greenhouse that didn't fare too well, and windscreens off cars. So if you just keep going down, not good. Make sure, Tracy, when he's looking for property, he's looking on high ground. Because it also flooded after that as well. Oh, our weather. But we didn't get any of that. Imagine it's just as well. Aren't you glad now, Mike, when we said we'll replace the extension, the conservatory, that I said, no, we won't. Let's have an extension with a proper roof. Because if that had come, we'd have had that weather, the conservatory we had would have been flattened.
True.
But they're huge. They're about an inch and a half across. Wow. But what damage? It didn't say how long it went on for, but it came out of absolutely nowhere. And they are absolutely huge hailstorms. So be very... It won't come as a surprise to him, will it not? Except for the flooding, possibly. But go for higher ground. And don't get a conservatory with a glass roof. It won't end well. Sunroofs aren't exactly a good idea either, looking at these cars. That is terrible. Well, no, we've not got that here. We are still dying in the heat. And I mean dying in the heat. But they still say rain. Soon. Soon. It happens quite often for you. Oh, wow. I think only once I've seen hailstones that bad here. Only once. And I wouldn't say there were that many of them. And not to the point that it was breaking cars or anything. So we're quite lucky with the weather. Apart from when it's hot. Because when it's hot, you can't do anything. But apart from that... Ooh, here's the puppet meme. Let's have the puppet meme. Let's see. That's genius! Ooh, now I've seen the one on the left. Oh, he reminds me of an actor. Oh, which one? Was he the guy in Space 1999? Oh, that was one of my favourite shows. Oh, he is reminding me of something. That's the classic. I did see Joe Biden the other day, so that's probably it now till Christmas, isn't it? Oh. Let's have a look what Alex has got. That looks happily... Oh. Virtual meetings are basically seances. There's someone who wants to join us. Are you there? Can you hear us? Ah, we can't hear you. That is basically Zoom, isn't it? I think people are just quite
nervous. Can I see your screen?
Oh, yeah. Can you see my screen?
Can you see my screen?
Oh, and another thing that I think Zoom should change, to be honest. You know the button at the bottom that says share screen?
Yeah.
I know it would be one more word, but they need to understand that people look at that and they're taking it as I have to click that button to see somebody's screen, but actually you're going to share my screen. Yeah,
yeah.
I think they need to get an extra little word in there. I mean, there was the one where I was in the Zoom jacked meeting. That was, because the thing was, I had it on and I was listening to it. It wasn't something I actually needed to stare at. I think they just had like the agenda up, and the way the office is, I would turn round to speak to Mike, and if he turns round to speak to me, because we sit back to back, but not back to back directly on a diagonal, he can see my screens and I can see his. So sometimes we're talking and I'll say, do you need to deal with that? And there'll be like a notification pop up. Well, he's looking like over my shoulder at the screen, and all this pornography was coming up, and he's like, what are you in? And I get quite cranky with, like, it's a Rome Believers meeting, what's your problem? And I turn around, there's this woman, poor woman, couldn't afford clothes. And I'm like, what's going on? So, yeah, there can be bad news in meetings. But, I mean, they only had themselves to blame. They didn't have a lobby. They didn't have a passcode. And these things are mandatory now. It's actually harder for you and I, isn't it, to do a Zoom meeting now than it was before all this started. Mm. Because back then, there was very little Zoom jacking went on. But now with everybody Zooming, people just seem to trawl Twitter, find something, a meeting link, and then see if they can get in and hijack it because they're idiots. Oh, my word.
Oh, I've got a story.
You know, you said the Amazon man came.
Yeah.
And I said, that's for me.
Yeah.
He's two stops away. So whose name was on it?
I didn't look.
Oh, I wonder what it was. Let me have a look at the orders and see what's arrived today.
I don't know.
Oh, no. No, it says out for delivery, so I think there must be something else, Mike.
Oh, right.
Let's do the your orders and see what's coming to... I don't remember ordering anything.
Maybe it's not for us.
Well, you're the one who's looked at it.
I didn't look at it, I just picked it up.
Because no.
he walked up the path, rang the bell, and then walked down the path with an Amazon parcel in his arm. So I'm thinking, because
this was when Mike hot-footed it after him.
Yeah, because I didn't answer the door. I thought maybe he's just not bothered leaving it.
Just because you didn't answer the door. If you walk up the path with a parcel and then you walk back down the path with a parcel, then clearly you can't read the 17 signs that say please leave the parcel in the porch.
Well, no, we can't. Anyway, I've got a story.
Oh, go on.
We had a town hall meeting today at lunchtime. So it's where like the senior bods of our part of the organisation, the IT bit, give us like updates. And the guy in the States who's like head honcho of the whole thing, not the whole company, obviously that's Pascal, but the whole IT bit or our segment of IT, is in the office. So he's in America, but is on site, no mask at all, and he's talking, he's giving this story, and it's like, do you actually believe this story, or is he making it up to make a point? And the more he goes on, I'm thinking he's making it up to make a point. And he's saying he's just come back from holiday, and it's 10 days, and it was the longest time he's had a holiday when he's been at AZ, and he managed to switch off, and he did have to do the odd bit of work, but he primarily managed to switch off, and his wife was happy because she got him to herself for 10 days, apart from the odd bit of work. And then as soon as he got home, he felt like knot in his stomach and his blood pressure rising. And it was because his home has been his office for 12 months. And he needs to separate out his work life.
Oh, God, not a work-life balancing.
Yeah. And that's what you need to do. So, you know, if that wasn't a what's it to get back in the office.
Do you know, I'll never understand that. Depending on your home circumstance. I mean, I was thinking, you know, the guys that you used to work with, the place in Manchester, and they lived on a road. It had a really weird name, and it was near the metro.
Oh yeah,
it was a house, but it was an ever so tiny house, wasn't it?
Around the corner.
Yeah, it's near the canal.
Yeah,
well, near the metro station.
It was Era Street.
That's right. It's such a tiny street, and the houses on it must date back 400 years.
Joe's, isn't it?
Yeah. But the houses are really, really tiny, and there were three of them in one. I mean, the places aren't big. They don't have three bedrooms, so I don't know who was sleeping where. But if all three of them were told they had to work from home, that house would not be big enough. It's as simple as that. There's just no way. You'd have to work cross-legged on the bed because it's that small. So in those circumstances, I can understand maybe somebody wanting to go, well, not wanting to go into the office, but feeling that if they didn't, they just wouldn't be able to be functional.
Yeah.
But if you've got the equipment, if you've got the connectivity, whoever wants to go back in the office? I mean, I never wanted to be in the office. I did have an office of my own. And I remember when, I think I'd been there 3 weeks, and they got this carpenter in to do some work in the boardroom. So I spots this bloke, and I can see he's got like, he was putting shelving in two alcoves. And I could see he'd got some spare wood, so I said, can you put me a couple of shelves up in my office? He said, oh yeah, sure, no problem. So we toddled down, had a look, measured up, came back and put two shelves in. When my principal saw it, that's the person that you directly report to as an article clerk. And when he saw it, he was so thrilled because there were my books on the shelf and stuff. And what, in his mind, that meant you were settled, that you weren't intending to go off. And another trick he had, he would car shame you. So if you can imagine, you're just out of university. I paid privately and I didn't get a grant. So having a brand new car, not top of my list of important things. And I was still paying off the only thing I got a loan for, because I had to work for everything else. But the last year where you're at the College of Law, it's full time. so you can't work as well. It's totally full time. So that one, the bank, because it's a legal thing, the bank will give you a loan. So I had a loan, I had a student loan to pay off, and he'd car shame you. And he did it, and it was usually the women, to be honest, because the men already had whatever car they wanted. But it'd be like, you're not still driving that tiny thing, are you? You're not still driving that old thing. Oh, that's so yesterday. And without exception, every single one of them went out and bought a new car. So then he tried it on me. And I said, you can keep going, not happening. Not happening. And the reason that he did it was, he talked them into cars that were like, this was the mid-90s, probably about 20 grand. Even in the mid-90s. Then they couldn't leave, could they? Because they had to pay their student loans, they had to pay for the car, they were stretched. And there was no way I was doing that. My intent was just to pay off the student loans and be done. But that's what they used to do. So for him, the fact that I put some shelves in meant I was settled and I was staying. And I remember about 6 months later when he decided I've had enough of this, I'm leaving. It was like, if I empty those shelves a week in hand, he's going to notice. So what I did was, I took photocopies of the spines of the book and put them on boxes and put the boxes on the shelves. And I would do it ever so surreptitiously so he wouldn't notice. And then every day I would take out like two or three books in my briefcase and take them home out of the way. Until in the end, the only things that were on this shelf were fake books. And he didn't notice. Oh, thank God I never bought the car. Oh, not good. Not good. Did we watch the Olympic soccer game? No, Renee. Not yet. Oh, not surprising you were watching if there was a grand victory. And Tracy was knocked by the news that they classed softball as a women's version of baseball. I thought that was a totally separate thing. When you say they, who's this? This isn't the commentators, is it? Is softball? Softball's not rounders, is it?
Don't think so.
That's baseball.
Yes.
I get very confused. Used to play rounders. Oh, I don't think it's as exciting as baseball. Softball's popular for both men and women in the States. I don't think we do much of that. Yes, exactly, Dee. Rounders. That's it. It's not quite the same, is it, as baseball, to be honest. The bats are smaller. They're quite small bats. They're probably only about 12 to 14 inches, and they're all wooden. And when I was a kid, you had to throw the bat down for the next person.
Yeah.
And then you ran to first base and second base and third base and fourth
rounder,
base, then you're home.
Rounder.
And then
rounder,
everybody used to rounder. Chant that at you. Yeah. But do you know, I don't think I played rounders after primary school. It's a wonder they can play rounders now. It's not too dangerous.
We didn't.
I mean, to equip primary school children with a wooden bat, it's not going to end well, is it?
We played an alternative called scatterball.
Oh, what, scatterball?
It's a similar version to rounders, virtually the same, but you used round bats instead of baseball.
Oh, like a table
pong.
Tennis?
Yeah, ping pong.
Oh, right. No, never played that in my life. Oh.
I think the teacher made it up. Well, hang on, scatterbilt ball game.
Oh, well, they're playing rugby this year in the Olympics. I don't remember rugby in the Olympics. I remember a time there wasn't football in the Olympics either. They were trying to get beach soccer in, weren't they?
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that is ever going to happen. And I know some things get... some things are in it 1 minute and then out the next. It's weird to try and follow it. It is. Apparently this goon's still two stops away. No, whatever came earlier, Mike, I don't think it was mine.
Oh, I'll go and have a look then.
So you better have a look whose name's on it, because it might not be ours. Because they're idiots, as we know. Well, I've been recommended that I might want this microphone. And you know, it looks like a Blue Yeti, that, doesn't it? It's not, but it looks like a Blue Yeti, and it's a lot cheaper. And there's a 5% voucher off. Leave it alone, last thing you need is another microphone. Got far too many already. No, the only thing I heard about the Olympics was, first thing in the morning, because I worked through again, so I didn't get to bed till about 8:30 this morning, was that the whole of Team GB, that's our Olympic squad, had all had negative COVID tests. Awesome. So the entire team were there. And by the time I got up again, one of the shooters who was particularly on for a medal had tested positive. And I'm like, how did that happen in 10 minutes flat? But that's what happened. So I presume they're in isolation or on the way home or one or the other. I don't understand that they've come out and... I'll bring it up because I don't know what it is. I haven't ordered anything. Well, I have. The order's 2 stops away. So unless there's something wrong with this and what I've actually ordered has already arrived, and in that case I've no idea what he's bringing in 2 stops, I don't know. They should stop playing with my mind. They really should.
A battery sticker on the back.
Oh. And it's got my name on it. Well, this is what I'm waiting for, so why is he coming again in 2 stops? Unless the system's...
Maybe the system's broken.
I think the system's gone funny, hasn't it? Let's leave it be. If you'd have shown me the box, I would have said to you, that's what I'm waiting for. Oh, well, never mind. So, what else has gone on today? I've seen nothing of the Olympics. Do you know my funny Olympic memory?
What?
It would be 92. When we first started going out. And we got invited to a party at somebody's house. And there was an American lady. And wasn't it... Where was the 92 Olympics? Was it Barcelona? Either way, she was at a party at somebody's house. And she said, can we turn the TV on, please, and watch the opening ceremony? And I thought, this might be what you do in America. But you don't do that in somebody's house, are you? It's rude.
It's in Barca.
She wanted to watch it, you know, but you don't... Well, stay at home and watch it at home. Don't turn up at the party and then want to put the TV on at a party. That's not a done thing, is it?
No.
That's never happened before. It's never happened again.
Well, actually, yeah.
What?
Well, somebody my mum and dad knew wanted to watch Match of the Day when they went round to their house. And it kicked off. Well, it didn't kick off. My dad went in the other room and played his clarinet. You know who it was, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I know Simon Carr snobbery. He really was a snob as well. He ended up buying, I mean, in this country, does this make any sense? A soft top BMW. And he had to pay more that it had the soft top on it. You could take it off and you could put like a hard top on it. So basically his car had clothes. It was like a little Lego brick kit. And I think this thing cost about 35 grand in the mid 90s. It was obscene. Absolutely obscene. And then, not satisfied with that, I think he paid about the same again for custom plates. And me, I had a little wreck that I was quite happy with. It got me from A to B. That was what caused the biggest kick-off ever there. We had a very tiny car park and it was full of the cars of the people who worked there. And then he completely threw his toys out the pram because a client turned up and there was no parking. And I thought, well, move somewhere where there's more parking, because this was like a little shop front thing. I mean, it was a very big office, but it was in like a row where there were like 4 levels to it, so there was a lot of space, but that was because it went upwards. It wasn't actually a big footprint, and thus the car park wasn't that big. So he completely threw his toys out the pram. So I had a few alternatives. One was to pay to park in the shopping centre, which was only about 100 yards away. But it worked out, let me see how much that, it'd be about 20 days a month, wouldn't it? 20 to 22 days a month. Something like that. It was £6 a day. So if I had 20 working days in a month, it was going to cost me £120 to park for the month. At the time, I don't think mortgages were that. I could buy a house and pay a mortgage while I was trying to park. So at £6 a day, my mum said, wouldn't cost that for a taxi, you know. So she rings the local taxi firms and she says, I'm looking for like an ongoing job. Taking to work and coming back home from work, what would the cost of that be? And she gave them like the postcodes and they said, well, we can do that for a fiver a day. So it's actually cheaper to get a taxi. And the thing that really peed him off with that was obviously the taxi was booked to drop me off at a certain time. And it was about, I think I left here about 8:20. So I'd get there for about 8:40 or 8:45. And I wouldn't work until 9 o'clock. I started a work to rule. So he would walk into my office. The door was shut, but he would walk into my office and he'd find me with reading a book with my feet up on the desk until 9 o'clock on the dot. And it incensed him. But he didn't want to back down either. And what he wanted was me to say, can I put my car back in the car park? And I wouldn't do that either. So the two of us were stubborn as mules. Don't argue with a Taurian because we're bullish. So weeks went by. And the other thing was, in the evening, the taxi turned up. And the guys knew why I was getting a taxi to and from work. And the drivers were fabulous. They'd turn up, bang on time, and then do like the 1812 on the car horn. So he knew they were there. And I left bang on time. And there were things where he wanted you to stay on and finish some work. And I said, can't, taxi's waiting, bye. Then there was the, I'm very disappointed with you, left your secretary to do it. And I said, the secretary's got a car in the car park. I haven't, taxi, bye. And it went on and on and on. Until this day, it was, you've got to go to court in Bury, which was 25 miles away. You can bring your car in. I said, no, I can't. I'll get a taxi. And he had to back down. Fabulous. But yeah, he started that. So you would need to keep your job. There's something wrong with men like that. I'm with D. Where's it disappeared to? It's moved. It's silly for me, for anyone, to buy a new car just because somebody calls the current one out of date. Trust me, D, we had all of that. Didn't we, with our cars when it came to your presidential year? Because yeah. The president should have a big car. And literally, other people who have become president of the Catanians have gone out and bought... there was one with a Mercedes, wasn't there?
So they can ferry people about.
Yep, he got a Mercedes and his wife got a Mercedes. And another one went out and got a Jaguar with heated seating. You know, these things cost more than a house.
Yeah, can you imagine if you did do that and then lockdown hit?
Oh, yeah, that'd work well. You're going to have to get closer to the microphone. You can't sit next door, you know, and talk.
Right.
Dear, dear me. No, that wasn't going to happen to me. I'm with Kim. Drive them until the wheels fall off. Because you get to know your own car. Every car's got foibles. My first car, and I thought every car was like this, and it was only 12 months old when I got it. But it just used to eat plugs and points, particularly points, and handbrake cables. It was just the way the car was. Every 3 months, I had to have the handbrake cable tightened until in the end, about every year, I needed to replace it. And the guy at the garage was like, not again. And I said, it's not me. It's just the way it is. So that was what we did. And then every time it was serviced, he's like, God, you need new points again. I have never replaced the points on the car I've got now, and I've had it 21 years. I have never, on any other car I've had, ever had the handbrake cable replaced, not even once. But that car, I had it for about 8 years, and I think I had about 16 cables. It's just the way it is. So when you get a car and you know it's foible, stick with it. Because at least if something happens, you know what's wrong with it. You get a new one, one of these newfangled, you've got to plug it into a computer, and then it beeps and squeaks and then says that'll be $5,000. No, I don't want one of those. I don't. And to be honest, you know, if I wanted to buy a car and keep it for the next 20 years, I'm not going to be able to do that, am I, if it's petrol powered? Because they'll all be electric then. And if you think I'm spending $30,000 on an electric car, you can think again. Maybe I need to dig a bike out. Have you got a bike?
No.
Dad had a bike. That was when he was deciding petrol was too expensive and he was going to get a bike. And he said, I'm thinking about getting a bike. And my mum said, well, you've got a car, that's ridiculous. And then he came home with a bike. And I think he used it about twice. Then it ended up in the garden shed. I think that delivery, Mike, came before.
Right.
And I think that they're lying with this.
Probably.
I think Amazon's broken. Actually, it's not as broken as it was last night, that's for sure. Oh, Kim loves beach volleyball. We don't get much of that here because we don't really have the weather for it, but I believe it is a thing in certain places. I love that day as the Olympics started. Apparently so, but nobody told us. But that's because it's 1985, so it's quite a way off yet, Dee. Don't worry about it. I'm loving the car was full of water. Oh, that was bad, wasn't it, on the news? Where they were ankle deep in it. It reminded me of that Middlesbrough match, Mike. Not good. Oh, it doesn't start for 2 days. But the teams have started. Okay, that makes total sense. Not. Trying to catch up. Japan always seems a bit like China, that people are polite and that you would have less trouble than you would tend to have anywhere else. There always seems to be a load of grief anywhere else that you go. D, I think we're on the same sheet here with it's super safe and clean. Yeah, because we don't think where we live's clean, do we? It's full of weeds. The weeds grow and the council do nothing about it. Mind you, the council can barely empty the bins. So we should be grateful, shouldn't we? Simon says there's some amazing ideas in Japan. You watched a James May programme where he went eat in his cabin booth for people who didn't want to eat alone. They all faced each other, having a lovely communal meal. It looked fab. Everyone had a really jolly time. Yeah, now you see over here, Simon, that you'd be bottled if you tried that, wouldn't you? What are you looking at? Don't look at me. The people were kind, says Kim, and the little kids always wanted to practice their English with you. That is so sweet, isn't it? And Alex's first car was Hillman Imp. Oh, wow. Used to get an airlock in the fuel line, slip the lid off the pump with a screwdriver, and then it was okay. Exactly, you see, you always get to know the foibles. My aunt drove, and when they lived in a place called Furzwood, which is very close to the Old Trafford Football Stadium, she would drive her husband to work, and then she had the car all day. But when they moved out to the sticks, because they moved opposite us when we lived in the village of the damned, and she didn't have a car, he needed the car to go to work. So she ended up getting this tiny car. It was like, well, you can have a car, but it's going to have to be a small car. To say this car was tiny was an understatement. It was a Fiat 126. If you've ever seen them, they're like a dinky toy on wheels. And the engine was in the back. Anyway, she had this car for a good few years, but it developed this starter motor issue. And there was something like a cutout thing on the starter motor. So she came to visit quite often, about four times a week. So she'd pull up and she always reversed round the corner, which is the only time she went backwards, that woman. So she'd park up, and when she went out to it, this starter motor cutout thing would have switched on. And it was tricky to get to. So once she'd ascertained what the fault actually was, this guy at the garage said, well, you know, it's going to cost X amount to fix it. And it was like a few hundred quid. And she's like, he's never going to pay for that. You know, the husband's never going to go for it. So the guy said, well, the other thing you can do, he said, it's a switch down there. So he pointed it, and it was about 18 inches. So it would have been a real reach with your arm. And the other thing was, of course, it's the engine, so it'd be dirty. So he said, but, you know, it's quite easy to see it. So she said, yeah, but I don't want to get filthy with it. He said, well, use a broom handle then. So she had a broom handle in the car, and everywhere she went, when this thing cut out, she'd have to open the boot at the back where the engine was, get the broom handle out, line it up, and then just shove it in to push this button up. The looks she got from people. I used to make a crack about it. Mike would appreciate this, that it was her broom handle from her broomstick. Mm. Oh, but you get to know your cars. You know what your cars need. Alex says he also used to make a noise like bagpipes. These are the best cars. These cars today. No. No. Right. Dee ordered something from Amazon that was set to be delivered on the 10th of July. Went to the wrong place, even though you use the same address always, and it's still not here. Do you know, Amazon are great unless it goes wrong. Don't you really think, because when he said this yesterday, it's my first thought. Apparently, Bezos, greatest astronaut of our time, not sarcasm. It says it's arrived.
Well, it has.
Yeah, just now.
Well, it hasn't just now.
No, because Mike's got the CCTV on, and no, it hasn't. So it's Amazon going crazy. Yeah, yesterday he thanked the Amazon customers and staff for paying for his trip to space. Bezos, the crazy man. And obviously people went crackers. And I'm thinking, I only wish it had gone as well as some of my Amazon deliveries. So we'll send him into space. He's going to be there for 11 minutes. We've lost you. It'll be another 3 weeks. Oh, that would have been grand. That would have been totally grand. I would have loved that. But no, it didn't happen. When they're good, they're good. And when they're bad, it's appalling. And you'll see it sometime never. Which I had with a monitor. They said it was their own fault. They sent it Yodel, or Home Delivery Network, so you're never going to see it. And then it was still advertised on the site as next day delivery. And they're telling me I've got to wait like 10 days. And I was only ordering a monitor because the one I'd got was broken. So ergo, it was desperate. Ah, unbelievable. Simon, sorry, Hillman Imp. Roof spotlight and everything. Epic. I think my dad might have had one of those. But his very first car, he was desperate for a car. Oh, as a kid, he just wanted a car. So when he got this car, he loved it to pieces. But the registration was OUCH, I think. So they call this car Ouch. And it was forever breaking down. So I think we all have memories of a first car or an early car. Dee's getting excited now because she thought Spotify was paid. No, the free version just has ads in it. Dee says, how are we finding the heat? Not good.
Hot.
I've got one fan on now, on one. So normally I have it on twice as more powerful than that. And I've got the industrial one behind me. So the one that's on right now is behind the microphone. So there is a degree of rear rejection on it. But the audio is probably not quite as good as it usually is. But it's evil. And what I object to, like I said, is when they tell you it's going to be cooler by Wednesday, and it gets to Wednesday and it's hotter than they predicted for Monday. And yet we pay them. But they are saying rain next week. Not seeing it yet. In fact, it's got that... The blue sky's gone to kind of greyish. It's more blue than grey, but that's when it starts to heat up. And overnight, I don't know if you probably wouldn't have noticed this, would you? Overnight we had fog.
Oh.
It went totally foggy.
Oh.
So yeah, the heat's just going crazy. Not enjoying it one little bit, Dee. Hammer's a universal solution to all problems. Do you know, Dee, I sometimes feel it is. Including people. Oh, yeah. I know, Dee. Why would you want to thank people? It's so... If it was done in the right way, it could be kind of nice. You know, like if he said, I am so grateful to have had this opportunity. But it was said in a kind of condescending way of, you are all my subjects. And, you know, I have used your money to go to space. And I'm thinking... Well, obviously I buy stuff from Amazon, but I don't look at it that I'm paying for his trip to space. I look at it as like, I wouldn't buy what I don't need. And right now, more so than ever, it's a godsend that whatever it is that I want, I can just order from Amazon and get here. And if an element of that is profit for him, so what? I'm getting what I want out of it. I just thought it was incredibly crass. I mean, he didn't like the guy to start with, so I don't feel that much different about him. Man's an idiot. Alex's first, family's first car, little orange thing, coming out to say turn right or left sometimes, got stuck and you had to tease them out. I had one where the window wouldn't wind down. It would fall down about an inch, but it wouldn't wind down. And I used to live in fear of the fact of what would I do if the electrics went and I needed to do hand signals. But I consoled myself with the fact that people on the road these days wouldn't know a hand signal from a banana. I know it's in the test, but even so, I don't think I've ever had to do that. Fingers crossed I never do have to do it. So Kim says, so can I play the 17th of July at Brooklands forever? Yes. Yes, you can. There should be some adverts on it if you've not got a paid account. Now, somebody said 30 seconds at the beginning. I didn't particularly know if it's 30 seconds at the beginning because I do have a paid for account. But yeah, you can. It will load in into... It will actually probably play in place. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get a private window and I'll go put the link in and see what it does. I think first thing it does is prompt you, you know, do you want to load this into Spotify? So let's try playing it. That looks like a 30-second ad, and it says listen to the full playlist on Spotify. Play on Spotify, it says. Or you can just leave it where it is. So if we shoot off to the 30 seconds, what happens after that? Yep, I can. In fact, it's I see what you get. You get the first 30 seconds of every song by the look of it. I don't know. If you log in, you can get all the songs, but you don't need to pay. You can have a free account that is ad-driven. So I think that's how it works. But yes, it'll be there forever and ever. He said it as if we agreed for him to go and think that it was the best use of the money. Well, Dee, it would have been. It was the coming back I didn't want to pay for. Quite happy to pay for him to go. Just don't come back. Oh, let's have a look. Oh, look at that, Simon. That's fantastic. Oh, that was when cars had character. In fact, that doesn't look unlike... I can't remember who made this one. Is it Vauxhall? Did Vauxhall make the Vauxhall Viva?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mum had one of those in pale green when she was learning to drive. I think that was the first time she was trying to learn to drive while I was there. And you know, she was fantastic. She was a good driver, but she was too nervous. She didn't trust other road users, which is probably a very safe place to be. But she was just too timid. So if she was coming up the road and somebody was indicating to pull out in front of her, she assumed they would, even though she had right of way. Now, I know sometimes you think you've got right of way and you carry on and somebody T-bones you. And that was her concern, that somebody would. But she did. She had a Vauxhall Viva. And then after that, she had a Renault. I think it was a Renault 4. Were they the boxy ones? The real boxy looking thing. It actually looked like a van with windows.
Can't remember.
Let's have a look and see if I can find one. I think it was a Renault 4 and it was in green. She loved green. Renault. Let's have a look. Yes, they're the ones. Look at that. And it was a dark green one she had. Let's go get it and see if I can find a dark green one. I love that car. I loved it because it looked like a little van. The back seat, you weren't squashed. You had a lot of room in the back because it was tall at the back. They haven't got one that's the right colour there. But you'll get an idea of the shape of it from that one. Oh, wow. And I remember the badge it had and everything. Oh, fantastic. But hers was a dark green. A real bottle green. But cars had character then, didn't they? Just look at that. Oh, and the thing with it was, I think the thing that she went for with that, she was only tiny. She was about 5'1". And she didn't like to have to reach down for the gear lever because she had the seat moved quite close up so she could get to the pedals. And the Renault, the gear stick on it, was on the dashboard. So she could reach it much easier. So again, she was really good driving that. Just too timid with other people. And you know what the idiot did that she had lessons from then, don't you, Mike?
No.
He took her from where we lived, and you've been up there, haven't you, in the village of the damned. He took her from there up to the Lym roundabout. You've been driving for 35 years and you don't know what lane to get in on the Lym roundabout. What chance did she stand?
True.
She was petrified. I think there's only me knows what lane you should be in on a roundabout, and that doesn't help me because nobody else on the roundabout knows. So they're all crossing in front and behind you. Mike's worst experience was when I was saying, no, you need to be in this other lane, and a woman was coming round the roundabout the wrong way. How you missed her, I don't know. That was bad news. Oh, happy, happy days. That Renault was fabulous. It had a little boot on it as well, but it even had four doors. Most cars back then, smaller cars, tended to have two, and it was just so tall at the back. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. But no, it had to go. It had to go, sadly. She gave up learning in the end, which, to be honest, was a blessed relief for all of us. Right. Do, do, do. Oh, Tracy's missed most of the show. We have the... I've created Spotify playlists of as many songs as possible that we've played on a per-week basis. So obviously some of them are missing because we actually play it from our DJ system. But we've got a list in the spreadsheet of what songs were there. So what we've done is we're backfilling from last week. So let me get the link for you. And that's what the pages are going to look like. So if there was a particular show, you're going to be able to replay it. Now, can somebody let me know, can you hear all of the song if you have a free Spotify account? It was my understanding you could. The issue with the free Spotify account at one point, but I don't think they do that anymore, was that you needed to be linked to a Facebook account. Mine isn't, but then I'm grandfathered. Oh, don't talk about grandfathering. Oh, no. I've got something coming up in... after hours on Friday involving grandfathering, and it got complicated. Right. I am so far behind here. I am so far behind. Oh, Renee's first car was a Renault 19. What does a 19 look like? Now I've got a 4. What does a 19 look like? You had a Renault, didn't you? Wasn't? No, it was a Citroen.
Yeah.
Oh, they're quite big, Renee. Very sporty looking. Liking that. Dee's missing the 80s and 90s cars. What you need to do, Dee, I can help you out there with that. You need to watch Ashes to Ashes. Go watch Ashes to Ashes again. I think you'll find it's 1985 in that. So you'll love it. I think that's on the BBC at the minute, but don't quote me. I think Alex's mum and my mum were separated at birth. She used to stop for pigeons when driving. Oh yeah, that was my mother. If it moved, she could see like a dog half a mile in the distance. I'll just wait in case he wants to cross the road. Oh, she was lethal. What can I say? Oh, it's Wednesday. Have we got a theme, Mike?
Yeah,
we have, haven't we?
We have.
We have. We'll sort the theme out shortly. But no, I'll give you a clue. It's not 1986. Because what that would do, Renee, is judging on last week where everything Dee wanted was from 1983, she would then start requesting stuff from 1984. Mind you, we did that last week, didn't we? Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Which everyone was convinced was a 1985 song, but I knew wasn't because it was number one on my birthday in 1984. But it should have been a 1985 song, so we did it anyway. Oh, we can be flexible, you know. Thank you, Tracy. Usually free Spotify plays an advert after every of these songs. There you go. So, yes, you can. Right, so you've downloaded Spotify. How do you get the playlist? What you need to do is click on it in... Have you got an account in Spotify? Let me get the Brooklands thing again. You need to go to that page, and there will be an icon on the playlist. As soon as you start playing it, it will say, do you want to open this in Spotify? And that will just pass it over to Spotify, and then you can favourite it or add it to your Spotify. Let me know if that works. Oh, now a Mini was a good one, wasn't it? I did get taken to car dealership, and we had a look at a Mini, and Mum decided she didn't like it. It was too small. They'd had a Mini many years before, but she decided it was too small. I quite liked it. It felt kind of sporty. Mrs. Simon's mum taught her to drive in a Citroen Diane with a dashboard brolly handle shift stick.
Yeah.
Mother-in-law or what?
Oh, I was going to say our next door neighbour had one of those. I thought it was the brake that you pulled out from the dashboard.
My dad had the weirdest system for changing gears I ever saw on a Ford Zephyr. And it had a bench seat in the front, which was comfortable, I'll grant you, and it gave you a lot more room. So you didn't have the handbrake in the middle, you didn't have the gear stick in the middle. But the gear change was like putting your indicators on. It was the weirdest setup. But that was the car he had when I was very small. And I thought all cars were like that until much later on I realised it was quite weird. Let's have a look. Ford Zephyr. So you spell that weird, don't you? YR. There we go. Oh no, it wasn't as old as some of these. Good grief. Let's have a look. He would have had the sporty blue model. It wasn't 1966, it was after that. So it would be more modern than that. I still got... No, hang on. It's gone the other way. What are you doing? Oh, what's going on? That's better. It did look a little bit like that one, but it was an early 70s model. It wasn't the 60s one. The Ford Zephyr was huge. And I think it was a Mark IV. But all I've got pictures of is the outside. So, let's try putting that in and see if I get any pictures of the inside. Oh, there are people who are still doing these things up. No, I don't see a picky of it. Let's try Mark IV 1970s. Surely there's a picky of it. Surely. It did look a bit like that one, but that's too early. But you'll get an idea for the size of it. It looked like an American car. And going into any multi-storey car park was a living nightmare because the bottom would just drag along the floor. It was so low. I think you can see how low it is here. So if you can imagine a car that's that long in a multi-storey car park, the exhaust would just drag along the floor. But I think Dad's was a bit more modern than that. I think that's a 60s model and his was a 70s model. But it was huge. Absolutely huge. And I was as sick as a chip in it. I did not travel well in that car. The other cars, I was not too good, but that one, oh, that one was particularly bad. And Dad just used to get grumpy with me. A 1969 Ford Zephyr. Yeah, but it's not blue. I think he was gutted when he had to sell that car. He didn't really want to get rid of it, but it had to go. He'd had it years. I think he'd had it about 10 years, and he did love it. Right. Yay, Kim's got it in a library. Excellent. He did have a heated rear screen to keep your hands warm. If I touched any knobs, buttons, you name it, or the heat thing on the back, Dad would go mental. Mental. And the thing that made me laugh with him and Mum was, he treated the car as like his baby. It was pristine. And she treated the house as though it was pristine and needed to be kept that way. And he would just leave newspapers and rubbish in the house. He wouldn't put it in a bin. And she'd do the same with tissues in the car. And it would the two of them would just be at it, hammer and tongs. Love it. Oh, will you be able to play it on Alexa? Oh, I don't know the answer to that, Kim. I can play the stuff on Alexa, but I don't know if you have to have a paid account to do that. Shall we look it up and find out? Spotify free account. Hey, lady. Can we do that? How to listen to Spotify for free on the A-Lady. Way! Right, let's have a look. What does it say? All the people have a free Spotify account. The platform has decided that all Spotify clients, free and subscribers, will be able to enjoy the music in the A-Lady. So according to this, Kim, yes, you will. So let's pop that in there. And according to that, yes, you can. Matt Bites Music Mania. That works, Renee. That totally works. So we'll be backfilling all the ones that we've done. Oh, that'll be so much fun. We can relive it. Do you know the one that'd be grand, Kim? Wasn't it the first theme we ever did, the 4th of July, 2020? Yeah. Oh, we'll have to do that one. That was the one with the first one. I missed commenting about 9-year-old Tracy pushing the Mini on a frosty morning. Oh, I missed that bit, quite right. The chat is jumping all over the place. Good, because I've got it in the sidebar. And did you enjoy doing that, Tracy? Got a feeling probably not. It's old cars, isn't it? We look back fondly at the foibles. But when you were pushing that car and everybody else had all the foibles, were you dreaming of one day having a car like they are now, where they virtually drive themselves? I remember going to the football with our friends. Do you remember the night that I was at the church thing and you had a Catanian do? And we got in this car and it was like a bubble. The car on the outside looked like a bubble. It was all curvy on the outside. Gets on the inside and everything's like it's two times in size. Huge steering wheel, huge dashboard area. And this almighty radio, which virtually had like a TV on it. And then all of a sudden, it started to spot with rain, and the windscreen wipers turned on by themselves. And then the lights turned on by themselves. And I'm thinking, actually, you know, you're pretty superfluous driving this. It could probably do it on its own. No, I have fond memories of all of those cars. Oh, Tracy, there was mother and a sack of coal on board. Do you know, that would be tantamount to child abuse now, Tracy. You'd be able to report them for that. But yeah, I had silly things like that. But I never actually, I only once had to push my dad's car. There was the time, though, with my dad's car, the Zephyr, because it was so big and so heavy, that there was this beach somewhere down south, Devonish way somewhere, and it said you could drive onto the beach. So we did. And that was fine until everyone else's car was fine. Dad started sinking into the sand and the tide was coming in. So everybody had to dash over. And to be honest, people were fantastic. They came over and we were using like children's spades to dig the car out. While he's inside it, we had to dig the back wheels out and then push him out of it to get him out because the tide was coming in. Mum was going mad. She didn't like to be the centre of attention in any kind of way. So she said, people must think you're a right idiot. I think her problem was she was with him. Ergo, they would think she was a right idiot too. Couldn't make it up. And he broke my spade. He did. He broke my... I had a bucket and spade and he broke the spade. So he said, I'll get you a new one tomorrow. So when we went out to get the spade, the one I had was like, you know, a typical child sand spade. We goes over to these like little boothy type shop things where they've got Kiss Me Quick hats outside and buckets and spades. And he starts looking at the spade. So I'm looking at like the delicate little ones that have got mermaids on. And he picks up this one. You could probably have dug the channel tunnel with it. It had a metal head on it. It had like... the shaft on it was like as thick as a broom handle and then a substantial handle on the other end. And he said, we'll take this one. And I said, but Dad, that's a bit big. You know, can I not have this delicate looking one with a dolphin on? No, he said, you never know when I might need to dig the car out again. So when we got back to the beach, Mum took one look at this spade and she said, I presume he picked that one. I said, yes, Mum. We never did need to dig the car out again. Mum wouldn't let him anywhere near sand after that. Oh. Kiva's got her own list on Spotify. You must have made it years ago. Put it on and see what she does. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Oh, what are grockles? Oh, I need to know what a grockle is. Let's have a look. Stay away. It's on the Urban Dictionary. Annoying visitors. There you go, an annoying... Good grief, the Urban Dictionary got something and didn't mention anything inappropriate. I'm going to have to check that. Boorish and clownish behaviour. Does that about sort it out? Oh my... Yeah, we didn't let him there after that. The only daft trick he got up to after that was when Mum and Dad went down to Portsmouth, and I think they were going to the Isle of Wight for a day. And that this involved a ferry, obviously. The entire thing was empty. And apart from one guy who was there to line you up. So when you go on a ferry, there's like a loading area where you wait, like a car park, only you wait in lanes of traffic. And the lanes of traffic are then added on in a particular order. So there's all like basically car stevedores there putting you on the ferry. But they'd arrived like 3 hours before the ferry was going. So there was nobody else there apart from the security guy. So he said, go over there, you know, and get in lane one. And Dad went to do it and he rode over the guy's cone. I mean, this place was as big as a football field times 10 and it was empty. And the guy was running after him going, you've run over me cone. Another time Mother nearly disowned him. Oh, there was only one more thing that he did with her, which was he was following this map and he said, it's down this little road and you get to this row of shops. What obviously wasn't on the map was that this thing was that narrow, you'd struggle to get a car down it. And he got down there that badly. I won't say it got stuck, but she was like, how are you getting out? Because there wasn't room to turn around. So he then had to like back up for half a mile. Don't ever go on holiday with my father. Rule number one. Many, many, many occasions of that, trust me. Oh, well, according to this, Tracy, there's something called the Isle of Wight Words, and it means like knuckleheads. But even the Urban Dictionary's got it. Bad tourists. But all locals are going to think that, aren't they? Like, what are you doing here? The whole of Wales thinks that when the Brits turn up. Oh, anyway, we're going to head off because that means we can put the fans on again. And we will be back with you tomorrow when it's the eve of Two Show Friday. Gosh, another week gone. Crazy, crazy beans, isn't it? But for the moment, I'm going to say I am playing with fire. I didn't actually go into the Urban Dictionary. It came up number two if you search for grockles. But I didn't click it. I was very, very good, Dee. I didn't click it. Yay! Oh, Kim's got Train playing. Oh, yeah, I love Train. I've got all of theirs. I have playlists and playlists and playlists. If you actually search it, Kim, search Spotify for This Is Train, and there's a built-in playlist, and it's great. That's the one I listen to. This Is Train. Search for that. Okay. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.